You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hi Ranjit, thanks for touching base, and Joanne and I are more than happy to talk to SBS in regards to our challenge that starts Friday night 6 p.m. and finishes Sunday at 12 p.m. called on Facebook 42.2 kilometres in 42 hours. Joanne and myself are heavily involved in the Hills community. We're both Athletics Australia run coaches. We coach over 100 adults and juniors from Monday to Sunday. And we were sitting back during the coronavirus pandemic, I suppose you could say, and we were wanting to come up with different challenges for not only ourselves but people in the community. We one day or one weekend decided to do the seven threes, so 21 kilometres, and we said, you know what, we're going to come up with this for the local community, which was 42.2 kilometres in 42 hours. The reason we wanted to do it over 42 hours, it means you can start Friday night and finish on Sunday. It gives you the opportunity to go at your own pace as a solo runner, or you can do it in a team of two or three. If you do it in a team of two or three, you don't have to run together. You can run different times, but you can also split those kilometres up. You can do 14 each if it's a team of three. One member can do five. The other guys can pick up the slack. So that's how the teams work. We're also promoting family do this event. So if there's a household of five or four members, you can go out and have your big walk together and just clock up 42.2 kilometres over the 42 hours. The response has been incredible. As of tonight, we've had 10,000 people join the group from 53 countries around the world. A lot of Australians. I think we've got over 7,000 Australians, and then the other 3,000 members are made up from the rest of the world. We do have a lot of runners from the Indian community. I didn't go through all the different names we've got, but there is a lot from the Hills District that are doing it from the Indian community, which is fantastic. And we love it that you guys are involved heavily in your park run and running events. So to get involved in this 42.2 is fantastic. Pretty strong on not arranging group events. We don't want you to run in packs at all. We've made that perfectly clear. Respect the 1.5 or 2 meter rule. And when you are out there running, also respect other runners or walkers that are coming the other way and go around them. So definitely following the social distancing rules. We have another event coming up after this. So for your guys that are listening today or tonight, and for your community, stay tuned after this event as there will be another. So this one will be huge. I can tell you that. I'll put you over to Jo. She's just going to speak a little bit about why it is important and how it works.
Hi, Ranjit. Thanks. I just thought I'd go back to the question earlier and mention about why it's important. And I think we've noticed and realised in the huge response how much people are missing during this time of coronavirus and isolation, the need to feel connected and the need to feel part of a community. We didn't expect to establish it as a community, but it certainly has grown into a global one, and we're just really overwhelmed and humbled at that, but just excited that this weekend can bring so many people together but not together. So everybody is out there doing their individual run courses and in various formats across the 42-hour time frame, but the Facebook group has turned into a community, and I think that's just a really important part of it that has the message and is will continue to stay.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.